We're reading today from Psalm 119, beginning at verse 161. This section is called Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As with the other characters of the Hebrew alphabet, Shin represents something. And what Shin represents is fingers pointing upward. There is a point upward with Shin. Shin is telling us to look up to God. And this is exactly what the psalmist does here in the Psalm 119, beginning at verse 161. He is enduring a problem. He says, princes have persecuted me without a cause. He is being persecuted. He feels that the slander is totally unjustifiable, and he is in great distress of heart and soul and mind. He is anxious, and yet he experiences peace. And this is one of the themes of this section of the Psalm 119. The theme is peace. He says, great peace have they which love thy law, verse 165. But this isn't the only place where peace is referred to. He talks about rejoicing in God's word, verse 162. He talks about loving God's law in verse 163. He talks about hoping in God's salvation in the Psalm 166. And he talks about loving the commandments of God exceedingly in the verse 167. Here is a man who is satisfied. Despite the trouble he is experiencing, he is at peace. This is one of the benefits of Christianity. Don't you ever think that being a Christian is just about going to heaven? Yes, heaven is the end result. That's what we long for. That's what we hope for. Because ultimately our souls are eternal and they will never die. And after the body is dead, the soul will live consciously on, either in eternal everlasting enjoyment or in eternal everlasting misery, either in heaven or in hell. And it is so important that we know peace for eternity. But it is also important that we know peace in this world as well. And being a Christian is about having peace in this life, because we all experience our troubles. What are your problems today? Problems with the family. Problems at home. Problems with the business. Cash flow. Debt. Problems in the workplace. Working with your employer. Perhaps other colleagues at work are difficult to get along with. Problems at university, with the studies, problems with health. There are all kinds of worries, problems that beset us along life's way. Perhaps you're being accused wrongfully, just as the man who wrote this psalm was being misrepresented. But yet, like the psalmist, you can know peace in the midst of your trials and turmoil and trouble. Knowing peace. Peace in the midst of the storm. And this is a very real experience. How did the psalmist experience this peace? Well, he was looking upward, you see. The fingers were pointing upward. He wasn't looking around him at his circumstances. He was looking upward. So often we go the wrong way because we dwell upon our circumstances. We focus upon our problems. That's not what we should be doing. We should be looking to God, who can give us peace in the midst of our troubles. The psalmist said, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. He was in awe of God's word. In awe of God's word. That's a powerful statement. He was in absolute awe of the word of God. He reverenced the word of God. Why was he in awe of God's word? Because God's word showed him his sin. Only the Bible can dissect us and look into the conscience and the soul and see the deceitful, corrupt nature that exists, that is lurking within all of our breasts. Only God's word can do this. Only God's word can show us God, the greatness of God, the power of God, the glory of God. Only God's word can show us salvation, how we can be saved, and how God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. That is the great historic fact of all history, that Jesus Christ should come into the world to save sinners. And he did so by laying down his own life and by shedding his precious blood there on Calvary's cross. Yes, we should be in absolute awe of the Word of God, because there is no book like it. Are you in awe of God's Word today? It is the Word of God himself. It is as if God is speaking to us. Listen to what Jesus Christ said. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain. You must be born again. These are the words of Christ himself. This is what he came to give you. New life. I am come, he said, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It is only by following the Word of God that you can experience this peace. We need to be in awe of God's Word. A doctor can help us with diseases of the body. A psychiatrist can help us with diseases of the mind. The banker can help us regulate our financial affairs. The accountant can help us with our tax returns. The solicitor can help us with legal matters. The insurer can help to protect us against accident and loss. But only the message of the Bible can give us peace for eternity. Peace in this world and peace in the life to come. Therefore, the Bible is the greatest of all documents. And we need to stand in awe of the Word of God because of the message that it reveals to us. He regarded God's Word as a treasure trove. Some people are exceptionally greedy. Some very wealthy people are exceptionally greedy. And we have seen in the news, have we not, extremely wealthy individuals getting into all kinds of trouble because of their lust for more money, as if they needed more money. According to mere mortals, we couldn't see how they could possibly need any more money and what they have. But nevertheless, the human mind is a very greedy thing. But here the psalmist was saying, God's word is better to me than treasure, better to me than silver and gold, better to me than money in the bank. And he was so happy. When he received the word of God, he was happy. You see, when you know the Christ who is revealed in the scriptures, you will be satisfied and you will be content. Even in the midst of your troubles and trials, you can still have that deep peace that Paul spoke of, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And then the psalmist went on to say, great peace of thee which love thy law. He had a love for the Word of God. This is a characteristic of a Christian. He loves the Word of God. She loves the Word of God. And let me just talk to those who are Christians who are listening today. Have you read the Scriptures today? Do you take time just to think about what God is saying to you? Do you saturate your life with the Bible? Do you come to God's Word with an open mind and say, Lord, speak to me? It's good to read God's Word. It's good to read God's Word systematically. Don't jump from passage to passage and from Scripture to Scripture. Choose a book, read it through. If you've never done this, get to the New Testament and read it. And when you've done that, get to the Old Testament and read through it. Or perhaps take a chapter from the New Testament, a chapter from the Old Testament. Read through the Scriptures. And as you read through, think about what God is saying to you. Because God's Word ultimately will always give us peace, and always have the open mind to say, Lord, change me, transform me, help me to see my sin and my waywardness, help me to realize my folly, help me to surrender all to you. There's great peace in the Word of God. I would appeal to you today to love the Scriptures, because it is as a compass in the midst of an uncertain world. It is as a rock in the midst of an unstable world. God's Word is that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. I thank you so much for listening.